Hey there, pup. This is a hypnosis recording that I'm calling Lapdog. The purpose of this recording is simply to create some relaxing experiences involving touch and imagery. There is no intended lasting hypnotic effects of this file. If you would like to proceed, please find a place where you can lay down comfortably, like in a bed, where you won't be disturbed for the next 45 minutes or so. Headphones are ideal if you have them. You can pause this recording now and get situated and unpause when you're ready. Good. Very good. So now I'd just like you to close your eyes and listen to what I am saying. I want you to take a deep breath in and breathe out. Breathe in and out. And just keep breathing slowly and gently, just like that, as you allow me to lead you into a relaxing hypnotic trance. And if you were at a party and you were talking to a hypnotist, and if that hypnotist was going to hypnotize you at that party as you sat next to each other on a couch in a corner, one way that an outside observer might notice, might figure out if that hypnotist had hypnotized you in this conversation would be through several things that you can check to see if someone has become hypnotized now. The first is that you might notice that at some point in the conversation, the hypnotist started doing all of the talking and the subject started doing all of the listening. Except for when the hypnotist prompted the subject to respond, the subject would appear to be completely enthralled and enraptured and focused on everything the hypnotist is saying. And so if you were in that situation and you found that you were just so focused on listening to this person because everything they said just seemed so interesting and worth listening to, so there's really nothing that you need to say at all in response until you're asked, that might be a good sign that you are going into hypnosis. Another thing that our outside observer might look for is if you are particularly motionless. Someone who is deeply hypnotized tends to remain very still unless they have come to be in a particularly uncomfortable position, which prompts them to readjust just a little bit to be more comfortable. And if you were in this conversation with a hypnotist, this very one-sided conversation, and you found that you simply didn't feel any desire to move whatsoever, except for minor adjustments, that you just felt so comfortable exactly as you were, to the point that if someone were to lift your arm up in the air, you would just let them pull your limp arm into the air, and when they dropped it, your arm would just fall easily to your side. Or perhaps, if you were really deep, you might just leave it exactly as they left it, because even allowing it to fall would be too much effort for you. If you were feeling that way, if you could imagine what that would feel like, that would also be a very good sign that you had gone into a hypnotic trance now. And other than that, simply having relaxed shoulders, closed eyes, having nothing on the mind at all. Well, can't really observe that one. There's lots of things you might notice to see if someone is in trance. And if, as you listen to me, you notice that you haven't been moving, or that you've just been listening to everything I've been saying without any particular need to respond, you can allow that to indicate to you that you're going into trance, and knowing that you're going into trance, and that going into trance is exactly what you came here to do, you can relax and be rest assured that the hypnosis is working. After all, we're just here to have some fun and relax and feel good about ourselves. So, there's really no worth in fretting about it. If you just relax and let the hypnosis happen, the hypnosis will happen. As you listen, take a deep breath and relax. Because all you have to do is listen and relax. You don't even need to think much about what I'm saying at all. I'm just going to ramble on for about 45 minutes or so. So all you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice. And if you understand what I'm saying, if you think about it, that's all right, but you don't have to. You can just let my words go in through one ear and out the other, permeating through every part of your mind. And if you have thoughts, or if you are thoughtless, it's all perfectly okay. Everything is perfectly okay. In this moment, you can't really go wrong. Anything you do right now is okay and fine, and exactly what you needed to do right now is to relax. No worries, no anxieties. I know there's definitely things out there in the world that are stressing you out right now, but we've set aside time for this, what we're doing now, in this moment. So everything else can just wait. And if you find yourself thinking about those other things, you can just let your attention be drawn back to my voice, back to relaxing, back to settling into whatever you're lying on, because that's what you need to do right now, is listen, take a deep breath, and relax. And so, I want you to imagine that a warm blanket is right at the foot of your bed, or your couch, wherever it is that you are laying. And I'm there with you. And I am holding this blanket. It's a very warm blanket. It's an electric blanket, even. It generates heat and relaxation, pleasure. It's always the perfect temperature under this blanket. If you feel too warm, the blanket gets colder. If you feel too cold, the blanket gets warmer. And everything it touches, it's so soft, it's so gentle, that every muscle in that part of your body is completely slack. And so, you can imagine that I'm drawing this blanket over your feet at the foot of wherever you're laying. As the blanket touches the tips of your toes, you feel all of the tension in your toes simply melt away. And as I draw this blanket up to your whole feet and your ankles, you just feel that complete and utter relaxation. And I draw that blanket up to your shins and your knees. Every muscle in your shins and your knees relaxes. And the blanket is drawn up to your thighs and your hips and all the muscles in your thighs and your hips relax. And you feel the pleasurable brushing of the soft fabric along your skin as that blanket is pulled up your body. Everywhere it's already touching feels even better from the movement of that soft fabric along your skin. As I draw the blanket up your belly and up your hands, you can notice that you have so many tiny muscles in your belly and in your lower back. You hold so much tension and stress in all day, and you can just let go of all of that stress now. All that stress in your stomach can just be released as this blanket is drawn up past your stomach, over your chest and your arms, feeling all the anxiety in your chest go away. Your heartbeat might even slow down a little. Your blood pressure might lower as you relax. And all the tension in your hands, your lower arms and your upper arms and your elbows simply releases and goes away. If your hands are in fists, they might even unfurl right now, because you're just so relaxed. And I keep pulling this blanket up. It seems to have no end. No matter how far up I pull the blanket, there's never another side that runs out. And so as I pull the blanket up to your shoulders, all that stress and tension that you've been holding in your shoulders just goes away. So your shoulders become completely relaxed. And I'm going to keep pulling this blanket up over your head, and you'll still be able to breathe so easily, as it's somewhat of a porous blanket and the air gets in just fine. And so as I pull the blanket up past your neck, all the stress in your neck and your upper back and your shoulders simply goes away, simply relaxes. And as I pull it over the lower half of your face, your jaw relaxes, and it might even part a little, as all that stress that you've been holding as you clench your teeth just releases, just goes away. Simply soft. Nothing but soft and calm and perfectly warm. And I pull this blanket up over your face, and all the hundreds of tiny muscles in your face and your eyes relax and let go as your face becomes completely slack. Your forehead becomes completely slack. And as I finally pull the blanket over the top of your head, you feel this softness and this relaxation permeate into your mind, that your mind feels warm and fuzzy and soft and relaxed and empty and focused on me and calm. So the only thoughts in your mind that you need to have are my words. Any other thoughts happen to pop in, it's perfectly alright. They can pop right back out of your mind just where they came from. You can just acknowledge those thoughts and say, I see you, I hear you, and then let go of them and release them and draw your attention back to my words. And if it helps, you might intentionally think exactly what I'm saying to you in your inner monologue, as everything I say becomes your thoughts. The delay between them gets shorter and shorter, so that you seem to think the things I say exactly at the same moment that I say them. And then, perhaps, it seems as though you think things and then I say them. But then sometimes it's the other way, but then sometimes it's the same time. But sometimes you're not sure anymore what was your thoughts or my words, or my voice, or your thoughts, or your voice, in my words, in your ears, or in your mind, or in your nose, or in your eyes. It all gets a bit muddled. At some point, you simply let my words guide your mind wherever it is they lead you. Because you know that this is just a recording. It's just an experience. It's just something that we're imagining together and creating in your mind. And so, you don't have to be vigilant or anything. You can just let me take control and guide you for this time that we have together. And now, in this relaxed trance state of mind, we're going to practice using our imaginations and memories to create sensations. Because in a hypnotic trance, our minds can achieve things that they normally could not. And one of those things is to vividly experience things that we've experienced before. And once we've experienced those things, we can shape those sensations into new experiences, whether we've ever had them or not. So I want you to start by imagining a place where you were very comfortable. A situation, a memory, a room, a texture, somewhere where you're very, very comfortable. Like the world's comfiest couch, or a really big, perfectly firm yet squishy bed. And I want you to call up that location in mind and allow yourself to vividly see what that place looks like in your mind. It doesn't have to be anywhere that exists. You can create somewhere new even. Somewhere that's decorated in just the coziest ways. With all the little details that make you feel cozy and warm and comfy. Maybe it's outside on a perfect spring day. The nice warm breeze. Perfect humidity levels. Just a few clouds in the sky, but lots of sun. The smell of flowers in the air. Vines growing up the trees. Maybe you're in a dimly lit room with string lights strung up along the windows. Or maybe you're laying out on a porch, a screened-in porch, with candles on a new moon night, stars in the sky. As you imagine each of these things and consider them and form a very comfy place to be, you can allow all the smells and sounds and textures to become more and more vivid for you. So that if you're somewhere where you would smell flowers, you may find that you can really, genuinely smell those flowers. And the more you practice using this skill, this ability to recall and imagine, to experience, the better and better you'll get. So that the more you recall the taste of chocolate, the sound of wind chimes, the smell of incense, anything that makes you feel cozy and relaxed, the more you can hear those wind chimes, smell those incense, whatever it is that makes you comfortable. Now that we've practiced using this skill, I'm going to create a specific scene for you. I want you to imagine that it's you and me sitting together on a very large, very comfortable couch. I look however it is that you think I look. I'm androgynous, so really, whatever gender you'd prefer me to be, I can be that. What matters is that you're comfortable with me being the me in this situation. And you are smaller than me. Whether or not you would normally be smaller than me, I want you to allow yourself to feel small right now. Imagine what it would be like to be smaller than me. My head is above yours. You have to look up a little to see me in the eyes. My hands are larger than yours, or perhaps my paws are larger than your paws, or talons, or what have you. My arms wrap around you so easily, so that if I were to hold you from behind, it would completely envelop your body. And my hands, relative to your head, take up quite a bit of space. You are, relative to me, about the size of a dog to a human, small to medium-sized dog, which, in this scenario, you are. You're my lap dog. You're on this couch with me. You're not sitting upright at all. You are my small to medium-sized dog, my pooch. You can imagine what it would feel like to have four paws instead of hands or feet, to be covered in warm fur. To be smaller than me, primarily, is the point here. To be simple-minded, to not think about much, and to have very sensitive head, fur, and body, and belly. And in this scene, which you can experience more and more vividly the more we imagine it, I, sitting next to you, tap my lap with my hand, signaling you to move to my lap. And so you rest your head and the upper part of your body on my lap, and we lay there just like that, me sitting on this couch and you laying across me, head in my lap, paws right across my thighs, curling up just a little, your back against my belly, my big warm belly right up against your back, your head in my lap because you're so much smaller than me. And I place my big warm hands on your head. You can imagine what it's like when something or someone touches your head. You can allow yourself to feel that vividly now, and even more intense than usual, because right now you're my lap dog, and the head of a dog is particularly sensitive to touch. And so, as I scritch behind your ears with my fingers, you can allow the most relaxing and pleasurable sensation to course through you from the back of your head, through your body. Just feel that wonderful, relaxing sensation, that wonderful feeling of affectionate touch. Scratch behind your ears, really feeling those emotions of being cared for right now, knowing that there's someone who wants to touch you, who wants to feel the softness of your fur, the small animal that you are right now. And my scratching moves down your body because I have two hands with fingers. And I scruff the fur on the side of your body. I give you some tummy rubs. And I feel that sensitive underbelly, the palms of my hand. You can feel on your belly that sensation, a warm hand rubbing your sensitive belly, and how completely wonderful and relaxing that feels. With my other hand, shifts from scratching to soft, gentle rubbing of your very sensitive dog ears. They rub those soft dog ears and slowly rub your tummy, my fingers grazing in circles, shifting from your tummy to your body fur, from your ears to the back of your head, my fingers wrapping and playing with your long head fur. It feels like someone playing with your hair and rubbing their palm all over your head and just feeling you in that way. Feeling your hair be played with because it's your head fur. Feeling your belly gently rubbed. Feeling my warm hands touching you affectionately everywhere on the body that you've been craving to feel touch in an affectionate, platonic way. And you can let yourself feel relaxed and content and calm and happy, allowing a gentle, slight smile to come across your face. You might even sigh or moan, release a quiet, relaxed growl or purr like grrr. Your fur is so soft. It's really nice for me to pet you, to gently run my hand down your head, down your body, all the way down to your tail, to feel your soft fur. It makes me feel really relaxed and calm and nice to pet a dog like this. To have a lap dog keeping me warm, curled up in my lap. You can find yourself curling up a little more in my lap, because you really are quite small. Almost like you're the size of a cat, really. All of your paws curled up together, your tail tucked between your legs. All of you in my lap. As I feel your head now even more in my hands, giving you gentle ear rubs, gentle petting, gentle scratching, alternating. You can feel the gentle, slow expanding and collapsing of my own breathing because you're so close up against my body. Feeling the way that my belly expands as I breathe in and contracts as I breathe out. You can feel how my own breathing has slowed and become more relaxed the longer that I've been petting you. The warmth of my breath just slightly hitting you on your ears and your fur. As I continue to pet you, running my hand down your warm body, brushing my fingers through your fur, letting your fur run between my fingers, grabbing some scruff and scratching, gently running circles on your belly, playing with your head fur like it's hair. It's simply a calm, relaxing, contentful time, and all of the emotions you can have can come to you so easily. feel safe here. Nothing can harm you, curled up in my lap like this. Everything is taken care of. You just have to lay here with me and keep me company. That's all you have to do. If you need to be fed, I'll feed you. If you need to drink water, I'll pour you a bowl. But really, all you have to do is stay here, curled up with me, while I pet you and feel you. Feel your fur, and you feel the warmth coming from my body, the softness of my belly and my hands, the softness of your fur. You know that I'm content to sit here petting you so long as you are. In fact, if you were to just fall asleep right now in my lap, I would be helpless. I would not want to wake you. I would be so happy letting you sleep in my lap as I pet you and doze off myself, or keep myself entertained with a podcast that I'm wearing headphones for, while I pet my cute little soft puppy dog. I just am so happy to cuddle with and pet and feel. We can just stay in this image for a while, stay in this world we've created. The smell of me. I smell really nice. People tell me that a lot. You could imagine the smell of someone that you've enjoyed smelling. A pleasant musk. Relaxing, nice scent. The kind of scent that when it lingers, you want to smell whatever it lingers on. That's how I smell. You can let me smell that way and let that scent come to you. And you can hear my gentle breathing, the quietness of the room, the gentle music. Wind chimes in the distance. Perhaps the hum of the HVAC, the ventilation in the house. You might even hear sounds from the street, but everything is so calm in this moment. And as we linger in this moment, just a little while longer, it becomes time to slowly return to reality. As you remember the room that you were existing in physical real space, where you are in real life, as you remember the body that you had when we began this experience, with feet and hands and not paws, you can allow your experience of your body to return to how it was when we began, and the room that you were in to be the room that you were in when we began. As your perception of reality shifts back to your material senses, away from your imagination, and most importantly, your relationship to me, you remember, is how it was when we began. Whether you know me personally or not, you recall that I don't own you. I am simply whoever I am to you in real, normal life, and that this recording doesn't change anything about that. So as you remember who you are, where we are, who I am, reality, you allow yourself to retain the memories of everything that happened after the last half hour or so. You allow yourself to retain any lingering, nice emotions you feel. And you allow yourself to be content with this experience ending, knowing you can always return to it. Knowing that I would love to hear your feedback, but only if you want to give it. And then we becomes time to make a decision. When this recording ends, you can either allow yourself to drift off into a deep, dreamy slumber for the rest of the night, a normal, restful sleep. Or, as this recording ends, you can find yourself floating up to a wakeful state, a relaxed and calm, but entirely awake state, ready and able to do whatever it is that you are going to do after you listen to this recording. Either way, there will be no lingering effects on your mind, no lingering transformations or alterations, simply whatever emotions you would naturally feel, and whatever sensations you feel in material reality. And so, I'm going to end this recording now, and you can let yourself sink or float when you are ready and has however feels natural to you. Thank you for taking this time with me.